You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Because Jesus said, I am the bread of life. So if we speak through our human experience, it will be easier to understand. Because Jesus said, don't labor for the food that will perish. And we all know all food will perish. And actually, all material things will perish.
你说不是物质的事情，人生所追求的一切荣华富贵，那些虚名是什么呢？
And then if you say though this is not the material things, but how about all those fames and all the other outside things that you seek after?
你知道我是一个球迷啊，喜欢看各类球赛哈。
Well, I'm a sports fan. I like to watch all kinds of sports and ball games.
因为你知道这是一种补偿作用，我已经不能够再做运动员，所以我很喜欢看球类消息。
Because it's a compensation phenomenon. I myself cannot be a sportsman anymore, so I like to watch.
但是你知道，当我看见报上这些运动员他们人生的目标是什么
？But when I read about these great sports, when they mentioned about their lifetime goal.
他们的目的就是有一天当他们退休之后有人把他们选作棒球的名人堂里去或者篮球的名人堂或者足球的名人堂 Hall of Fame 里去。
So、all they are really wanted is after they retire, they will be entered into the Hall of Fame.
你知道中国人说立功立德立言三不朽。
And the Chinese have a way saying that there are three things that's incorruptible is to have a great tribute or a great speech left or
morality
or have great moral morality.
Sorry about this. 我的女儿到台湾去学中文，希望回来她懂这些什么叫立功立德立言啊。
I hope my daughter will understand after she come back from Taiwan.
对于这些在这里生长的孩子们，很抱歉讲了你们不懂的话，我也没办法啊。但弟兄姊妹，这些是现在他们就懂，他们以后我们讲立功立德立言，就是要进入名人堂，立怎么球类的体能哈、啊，不行。
So it's just equal to those sportsmen that entering to Hall of Fame.
那弟兄姊妹们，这就是人生所必吃的饱的食物吗
？And are those the food that you're pursuing in this life?
弟兄姊妹，你为了永生的食物有什么了解
？Now what kind of understanding do you have for this the bread of eternal life.
你对着那些必坏的食物你花了多少时间
Now how much time you spend for those food that will perish?
主说我就是生命的粮
But the Lord said, I am the bread of life.
到我这里来的必定不饿
And all those who come to me shall not be hunger.
信我的永远不渴
And those drink of me shall no longer thirst.
这句话真有回味啊
Now this is a great saying.
因为当我们这样思想这样经历的时候我们能证明说主的话都是对的
Because when we actually experience this then we can truly claim that this is true
昨天在 CMO 聚会最后有一个姊妹做见证、
Yesterday at the end of a CMO meeting very last sister giving testimony
她没有告诉我们她叫什么名字、
He didn't tell us what his name She didn't tell usWhat's her name?
为什么？因为她从前是个唱歌的。
Because when she's in her youth, she is a pretty famous singer.
她的先生是个导演。
And her husband is a pretty famous director, movie director.
所以到现在七十多岁，也许老一辈的弟兄姊妹知道，好，又是七十几岁，先生是导演，太太是唱歌，大概是谁
？So maybe the older generation knows that this a famous singer and the husband is a movie director.
那么这位老姊妹做什么见证呢
？But she gave this what kind of testimony did she give？
她说我现在已经老了，退休也不能唱歌，也没有什么美貌。
And she said now I'm old, I can no longer sing, and I don't have any beauty anymore.
但是我可以侍奉主
But I can serve the Lord.
我还要把自己奉献给神
And I still want to give myself to the Lord.
他说去年我出来站出来奉献
He said,
今年我再奉献自己
Last year I stand up and come up and to give myself to the Lord. This year I still do the same.
我真盼望神能够用我
And I so wish that God can use me.
主如果要差我去边远的地方到异文化的地方去我也愿意去
Even the Lord want to send me to cross culture to do missionary work, I'm willing.
但主没有差遣我，我在这里还是一样侍奉神。
And say, if the Lord did not send me, even I'm staying here, I still want to serve.
弟兄姊妹们，在每一个人生的阶段，我们都可以证明主的话说：吃我的，永远不饿；信我的，永远不渴。
So in our every step of our life, that we can always witness for the Lord, that that when we eat of the Lord, we would not be hungry; when we drink of the Lord, we would not be thirsty.
你不要等到七八十岁才说。我现在发现我要把余生献给神。
Don't wait until you're 70 or 80 thinking, oh yes, now I want to give the rest of my life to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，你可以早一点开始你的余生，你晓得吧？
Did you know that you can start early about the rest of your life?
你早一点把自己奉献给神，不是你的余生很痛快吗？
Now, why don't you give yourself to the Lord now? Then the rest of your life will be so happy.
许多人到了中年之后有中年的危机，所以他需要有一个复兴。
A lot of times when we come through a mid-age crisis, then we need a revival.
所罗门说，人一生的开始和终结的时候都是虚空的。
And Solomon says that the beginning and the end of life is all vanity.
弟兄姊妹们，其实若是没有把自己奉献给神，都是虚空的。
But actually, if you don't give yourself to the Lord, all through your life is empty.
因为那是必坏的食物。
Because all those are corruptible.
主耶稣说，我是永生的食物。
And Jesus said, I am the true life, bread of life.
只是你们看见了我，还是不信。
But then, even when you see me, you still don't believe.
犹太人为了这些话，我们跳过几节看四十一节。
And let's read verse 41.
犹太人因为耶稣说我是从天上降下来的粮，就私下议论他，说这不是约瑟的儿子约翰吗？耶稣吗？他的父母我们不是既不认得吗？他如今怎么说我是从天上降下来的呢？
41 and 42. The Jews therefore were grumbling about him, because he said, I am the bread that come down out of heaven. And they were saying, it's not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know. How does he now say that I have come down out of heaven?
耶稣回答说，你们不要大家议论。若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有能到我这里来的。到我这里来的，在末日我要叫他复活。
In 43 and 44, Jesus answered and said to them, Do not grumble among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day.
四十七节说，我实实在在告诉你们，信的人有永生，我就是生命的粮。
In 47 and 48, Truly, truly, I said to you, He who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life.
在这里主耶稣再一次提到复活的事情。
So once again, Jesus mentioned resurrection.
今天我们在这里没有时间仔细地思想 这方面的问题。
Today we will not go into that.
所以我们回到四十七节，主说，我实实在在告诉你们，信的人有永生。主在说，我就是生命的粮。
And let's read verse 47 and 48 again. Truly, truly, I said to you, he who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life.
四十九节主说，你们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛拿，还是死了。
And verse 49 says, your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died.
五十节，这是从天上降下来的粮，叫人吃了就不死。
And verse 50, this is the bread which comes down out of heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die.
主耶稣的话真是幽默。
And it's very humorous of Jesus saying.
前面这些犹太人说，我们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛拿，并且他们引用圣经的话说，这是他从天上赐下粮来给他们吃，对不对？
And because earlier the crowd was challenging him and saying, "Oh, our father did eat the manna from heaven," and
引用圣经
，and he they also quote the scriptures to him.
但是主耶稣悄悄一句话，把他所有的他把他们所有的思路都解。
But then, just by single sentence, and Jesus put all those to rest.
主说什么？他们吃过玛拿，还是死了。
Because Jesus said they ate of the manna and they died.
那个天上来的玛拿不能叫人不死。
Even the manna dropped out of heaven will not prevent someone from dying.
只有吃了我所赐的肉，就永远不死。
Only when you eat of the bread that I gave, that will you have eternal life.
我是从天上降下来生命的粮，人若吃这粮就必永远活着。我所要赐的粮就是我的肉，为世人之生命所赐的。
I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. If anyone eat of this bread, he will live forever, and the bread also which I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh.
弟兄姊妹们，你们听懂了没有？
Now, did you understand that?
主说，只有我才是 生命的粮。
Because Jesus said, only I am the true life, bread of life.
只有我吃了我的人才能永远不死。
Only when you eat of my flesh will not die.
哪晓得犹太人在这里起了大的争论。
And right after that statement, there's a great discussion started.
如果你们读52节，那些争论的话越来越不像话。
And if you start reading from 52, and they start to say something just terrible.
他们研究说人的肉怎么可以吃，人的血怎么可以喝，研究这些稀奇古怪的问题。
They started to say that, oh, how can one consume someone's human flesh? How can one drink of a human blood?
他们认为这些话太可怕了。
They say, oh, this is horrible things to say.
但是弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣也告诉我们什么？
And what is Jesus really trying to tell us?
主耶稣说我才是真正生命的粮。
He said, I am the true bread of life.
只有我能够叫你得到永远的生命。
Only I can give you eternal life.
但是犹太人不明白。
But Jews did not understand.
他们所研究的问题完全不是主要告诉他们。
They are trying to go into the questions, not is totally off the target.
甚至到后面他的门徒中间有许多人，我们看60节怎么说。
Even later on, in verse 62, into 60,
他的门徒中有好些人听见了，就说：“这话甚难，谁能听啊？”
Even his disciples says, many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, saying, "Oh, this is a difficult statement. Who can listen to it?"
我想主耶稣传福音绝对不是叫人听得糊涂的。
And I don't believe Jesus when Jesus was spreading the gospel that he's trying to confuse people.
但是这些人听了，觉得这话甚难，谁能听？听不下去。
But when they heard of this, they said, "Oh, this is so difficult. This is a difficult statement. How can we understand?"
从这个地方开始，主所说的话对他们好像都对着石头说话一样。
So from that point on, and what Jesus said is like hitting the wall.
你知道主耶稣一直想对他们说明真理。
Because Jesus always wanted to tell them the truth.
主在前面五十六节里面还一直在说。
And even in the 50s verses that Jesus trying to tell them.
从五十三节，主说：“耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。吃我肉、喝我血的人，就有永生。在末日，我要叫他复活。我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。”这些都是跟他们辩论者所说的话。吃我肉、喝我血的人，藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。这些话他们都听不懂。没关系，是五十三节。
And when Jesus said to them that only when you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood will you have eternal life, that all the disciples, they just never could understand the true meaning of it.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们听懂了没有？
Now, do we understand today?
很多人说听懂了，听懂了。
And a lot of people say, yes, yes, we understand.
那我要问你们怎么听懂的？
Now, I want to ask you, how do you understand it?
弟兄姊妹，怎么样吃人子的肉？
Now, how do we eat of his bread?
怎么样喝人子的血？
How do we drink of the blood of the Son of Man?
我们的经历是什么？
What is our experience?
怎么样叫做有永生在我们里面？
What is that we have eternal life?
主说这些话我们真的明白吗？
And then Jesus will ask us, do you really, really understand?
弟兄姊妹，当我们接受耶稣基督做我们生命的时候，这是我们吃了他的肉。
You see, when we receive Jesus into our life, that means we eat of his flesh.
当我们接受说耶稣才是我们真正生命粮食的时候，我们是吃了他的肉。
When we acknowledge, when we receive that only Jesus is our eternal food, then we are eating of his flesh.
弟兄姊妹们，这一次所吃下去的叫我们永远不死。
And this once we consume, once we eat of him, we will never die.
明白不明白主在这里所说的？
Do you understand what Jesus is saying here?
凡是信他而且接受主的说法说他才是生命之粮的时候。
All those who believes and believe that he is the bread of life.
这才是叫我们得到永远的生命。
Then we will receive eternal life.
换句话说，当我们的思路被神打开的时候。
That in other words, when our understanding was opened up by the Lord.
当我们里面心思意念被主改变的时候。
When the inside was totally changed by the Lord.
当我们明白这些属物质的东西都不能真正叫我们满足的时候。
When we can truly see all these material things can never satisfy us.
才是真正证明我们明白主的话说在他有永远的生命。
And then that is the proof that we truly understand in him is life.
做基督徒也是一样。
And to become a Christian is also like that.
不是光光信主的那一天你拣选耶稣基督做你的生命。
It's not that day you choose Jesus to be your savior.
你拣选耶稣做生命呢，是一生的事情。
Because when you choose Jesus, that is a whole lifetime.
你什么时候忘记了耶稣才是真正你永远的生命的时候
whenever you forgot that Jesus is your eternal life,
你去追逐那些要毁坏的废坏的食物
and start to seek after all the food that will be eventually perish,
你就没有明白主对你说的是什么。
Then you don't understand what the Lord is trying to tell you.
所以弟兄姊妹们，什么时候我们离开主的道路，我们就没有拣选他的生命。
So whenever we left his way, then we did not choose life to be our way.
怎么样吃主耶稣叫他做我们的生命？
But how can we eat of Jesus so that it will become our life?
主耶稣说我的话就是灵就是生命。
Because Jesus says, my word is the spirit and is life.
63节主说叫人活着的乃是灵肉体是无益的我对你们所说的话就是灵就是生命。
In verse 63 says, it is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The word that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life.
因为耶稣自己就是生命的粮。
Because Jesus himself is the bread of life.
所以他的话才能给我们生命。
So that his word can give us life.
我想怎么样来解释这件事情。
So how can I explain this?
我想到复活节是我们小孩子给小孩子很多巧克力糖。
I was reminded that during the day of resurrection, the Easter's holidays, we gave the kids a lot of chocolate.
那些巧克力糖都是兔子的样子。
And those chocolates are shaped like a rabbit.
我希望你们吃了不要变兔子。
And I hope when after they eat it, it will not become like a bunny.
但是你知道，那个整个的巧克力糖都是整个的兔子都是巧克力糖。
But you see that the whole bunny was made of chocolate.
所以你不管怎么吃，你吃到都是巧克力。
So no matter where you started to eat of it, it's you're eating chocolate.
弟兄姊妹们，耶稣自己是生命的粮，从他身上的每一部分都是得的，叫我们得的生命。
What Jesus?Is the bread of life, and every part of him is life.
你简直不能把耶稣基督分开，说哪一部分能给我们生命。
You cannot really separate that, you know, which part of Jesus can give us life.
因为他是我们的生命，他每一部分都能满足我们的生命。
Because he is the life, and every part of him can satisfy us.
我不知道怎么样能够把这话讲得更明白。
I don't know how to explain it even more clearly.
主耶稣说，我的话是灵，是生命。
Lord Jesus said that my word is the spirit and is the life.
因为他的话就是他自己。
Because his word is himself.
因为他的话就是他的灵。
Because his word is his spirit.
他的生命就在他的灵里面。
And then his life is in the word.
就在他的话里面。
And in the word, in the spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天当我们已经信主，我们来明白主说生命的粮这句话怎么样明白。
So today, as a Christian, we already know him. Now, what does it really mean about this bread of life?
乃是我们必须全人的跟随他。
It means that we shall follow him with all our being.
在每一部分上跟随他。
In every way that we follow him.
在每一件事情上面跟随他。
In every incident we follow him.
所以弟兄姊妹们，刚才我们才说，主说，若不是父所吸引的，没有人能够到我这里来。
So that's why Jesus says, unless the Father draws them, nobody will come to me.
为什么要来呀？
Now why does they have to come to Jesus?
耶稣是生命的粮。
Because he is the bread of life.
你到他这里，你跟随他之后，才有生命的粮。
Only when you follow him, when you come to him, then you have the life of bread.
弟兄姊妹，我为什么刚刚一直说耶稣是生命的粮？我没有说读圣经是生命的粮。
That's why I did not say reading the Bible is the bread of life.
我说耶稣是生命的粮。
I said Jesus is the bread of life.
因为我知道很多人读到约翰福音第六章的时候，还心中想读圣经是我的粮食。
Because there's still the people after studying chapter 6 was trying to say, oh yes, now that when I study the Bible, that is the Bible is the bread of life.
很多人说我读圣经是失去玛拿，玛拿就是我生命的粮食。
And because a lot of people will say, oh, when I read the Bible, I'm picking up the manna, and that is my bread of life.
弟兄姊妹，这不是错的，这是对的，但是不完全。
It is not wrong. But it's not complete. It is not right.
这是部分的答案，不是全部的答案。
It's only a partial truth.
全部的答案是什么？
Now the total truth is,
耶稣是生命的粮。
Now Jesus is the bread of life.
圣经当然要读的。
Of course you have to read your Bible.
但是你必须明白耶稣是你生命的粮。
But you have to understand that Jesus is your bread of life.
你必须做一个跟随耶稣的人，你才能得到耶稣。
You have to become a Jesus follower in order to obtain this life.
你必须来到他这里，你才能够得到生命的粮。
Only when you come before Jesus, then you can receive the bread.
不然你就会发现，你一面读圣经，一面远离耶稣，你还是没有生命的粮。
You see, and otherwise you will find out that the same time you're reading the Bible, you are far from the Lord, far from Jesus. You still did not receive the bread.
所以主耶稣在六十五节又告诉他说：“所以我对你们说过，若不是蒙我父的恩赐，没有人能到我这里来。”
No wonder, if you read the verse 65, it says, and he was saying, for this reason I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted him from the Father.
生命的粮必须到耶稣这里来才有。
And the bread of life can only be given to you when you come to Jesus.
因为生命的粮不是一个道理，不是一个知识。
Because it's not a doctrine, it is not a knowledge.
昨天回家的路上，我就跟我太太的研究说，如果弟兄姊妹们，如果我们去了退休会，没有办法听见所有信息，我们可以买录音带来听，对不对？
And on our way home from the retreat, we were talking in the car.And I asked my wife, saying, well, if we did not go to the retreat, and we can just purchase all the tapes, and is it the same thing by listening to those tapes?
我反过来想，如果我不去，我全部买录音带来听，是不是一样？
And I was asking myself, if I don't go, but I got all the tapes, and I listen to it, is it the same thing?
弟兄姊妹说一样不一样啊？
Now, brother and sister, would you tell me it is the same thing?
为什么不一样？
Now, why it is different?
为什么不一样？
Why is it different?
我们有些地方没有去过，有些地方没有去。Krista 昨天去了。
Yeah, and some of our brothers and sisters went.
假如只听录音带，会不会一样？
Now, if you only listen to the tape, is this the same thing?
为什么不一样？
Now, why? If you don't think so, why?
我就想了，哦，因为我们在一起吃饭的时候，很多谈话，跟弟兄姊妹谈话的时间，有许多个别跟讲员谈话时间，有些根本不在录音带里面的，有些根本不在这个节目中间的。
Then I said, well, there's a lot of other things happening besides what's in the meeting that we talked during the lunch and we talked with the speakers after the meeting and all that.
弟兄姊妹们，一样的道理，如果我们不是来到耶稣的面前，我们读圣经，我们很多地方不通的。
And it's the same thing. If we just read the Bible and we do not come to Jesus, and a lot of things we miss out.
你不能观察耶稣,
you cannot observe him. You cannot be close to him. You cannot have true fellowship with him.
所以你没有不一样, 你没有得到生命的粮。
So you did not receive the bread of life.
弟兄姊妹们, 约翰福音第六章的结论是不是在这里?
So is it the conclusion of this chapter?
六十六节开始做了一个结论。
And the verse 66.
他说从此他门徒中多有退去的不再和他同行。
And as a result of this, many of his disciples withdrew and were not walking with him anymore.
弟兄姊妹们，当耶稣宣告他是生命之粮之后。
You see, after Jesus proclaimed that he is the bread of life.
这些人有许多的议论，许多的分辨，许多莫名其妙的话。
They started grumbling, they started to have all kinds of discussion, all kinds of words come out.
可能他们真的没有懂。
And maybe they didn't understand.
他们说这话甚难，谁能跟从呢？
This is, well, this is so difficult statement. Now, who can hear? Who can listen to it? So they stop listening and stop following.
但是不管什么原因，
but it doesn't matter because of what.
他们没有跟从耶稣。
They did not follow Jesus anymore.
他们没有懂，所以没有得到生命的粮。
Because they did not understand, so they don't no longer have the bread of life.
对不对？
Is it true?
对不对？
Is it true?
不对，不对，
no.
不对。他们因为没有跟从耶稣，所以没有得到生命的粮。
Because they did not follow Jesus, that's why they no longer can receive the bread of life.
这些门徒们，我不晓得是不是个个都 IQ 拿200的。
I don't know all those disciples, are they very smart with high IQs?
但是他们跟随了耶稣。
But they followed Jesus.
所以他们得到生命的粮。
So they received the bread of life.
耶稣就对那12个门徒说：“你们也要去吗？”
And so the verse 67, Jesus said, "Therefore to the 12th,You do not want to go away also, do you?
西门彼得回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？
And Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have words of eternal life.
我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。
And we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God.
弟兄姊妹，你看西门彼得回答好不好？
Now, isn't that a good answer from Simon?
他有没有一定说是懂得什么叫生命的粮?
Now, did he really truly understand the bread of life, the meaning of it?
没有关系。
No, it doesn't really matter.
他还有很多的年日能够明白什么叫生命的粮。
Because he has a lot of time ahead of him that he will be able to understand.
但是他做了一件最好的选择。
But he made the biggest decision.
跟随耶稣。
Is to follow Jesus.
他对主耶稣说，主啊。你有永生之道,
he said,
我们还跟踪谁呢?
Lord, you have the way of life, and who else should we follow?
弟兄姊妹们, 耶稣是生命的粮。
And Jesus is the bread of life.
但这个生命的粮, 必须我们跟踪他才能得着。
But this bread of life, unless we follow him, we will never get it.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣。主，我们知道你是神的圣者，我们已经信了你。
Oh Lord Jesus, we know you are the Holy One from God, and we have already believed in you.
主啊，这些外面的神迹奇事能帮助我们，叫我们信你。
And all those miracles outside can help us to believe in you.
但是我们不是跟随神迹。
But we are not the one to follow miracles only.
我们必须跟随你。
We have to follow you.
只有你是生命的粮。
Only you are the bread of life.
哦，信你的人就永远不渴。
Lord, now those who believe in you will never be thirsty.
吃你的人永远不饿。
And to eat of you will never be hungry.
主赞美你，让我们跟随你。
And praise you, Lord, that we can follow you.
像十二个门徒一样。
Just like the 12 disciples.
主叫我们不要像犹大，他虽然外面跟随，里面却拒绝你。
Lord, let us not be like Judah, that outwardly following you, but inwardly is different.
让我们像彼得一样。
Let us be like Peter.
就是我们有许多的软弱。
Although we have a lot of weaknesses.
就是我们会退后。
Although we will slide back.
就是我们会失败。
Sometimes we fail.
你仍然是生命的粮。
But you are still the bread of life.
什么时候我们跟从你，我们得了生命的粮，我们就得了永远的生命。
Whenever we follow you, we will receive the bread of life.
如同众人所祷告的那样。
Just like all the multitude.
常将这粮赐给我们。
Praying that Lord give us this bread always.
主啊，常叫我们跟随你。
Lord.Bid us to follow you always.
听我们祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.